sermon podcast of Dan Roschke, pastor of Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Fairfax, Virginia. For more information about Bethlehem, visit our website at blclife.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
On Ash Wednesday, we begin our 40-day journey toward Easter with a day of fasting and repentance. Marking our heads with dust, we acknowledge that we die and return to the earth. At the same time, the dust traces the life-giving cross indelibly marked on our foreheads at baptism. While we journey through Lent to return to God, we have already been reconciled to God through Christ. We humbly pray for God to make our hearts clean, while we rejoice that now is the day of salvation. Returning to our baptismal call, we more intentionally bear the fruits of mercy and justice in the world. That is our introduction for this Ash Wednesday. Friends, whenever it's time to pack for a trip, I always pack too much. I'll admit it. That might not be a problem for everyone, but I'll admit I always stuff too much stuff in there. Rarely do I bring exactly what I need, which, truth be told, really is not much at all. I drag around with me that extra jacket, an extra pair of pants, or a whole other set of shoes, and that's just clothes. I also throw in a couple extra packs of shampoo or soap, and when I get home after the trip and unpack, there are things in my bag that I never even touched. I've dragged too much extra stuff all over Europe and Central America, and I can overburden our family when we've traveled in our little Toyota across the country. I have yet to perfect the art of packing only what I need for the journey. I guess I think I'm afraid I won't be okay if I don't have extra. What if I need it? Just in case I justify. And then, you know, the funny thing, despite all that extra packing, there's always something I really do need that I don't have. Didn't have room. Friends in Christ, welcome to the season of Lent. Lent is often envisioned as a journey, a 40-day journey, into the wilderness. 40 days because of Jesus' 40-day period of temptation in the wilderness. We'll hear that story this coming Sunday in Mark. Also 40 days because of the Israelites' 40 years of wandering in the wilderness, in the desert. And it all starts today, Ash Wednesday. For those who want to participate, you know, it's not for everyone. In fact, most opt out of Ash Wednesday and Lenten disciplines and practices and observances. That's one of the things that I actually love about Lent, as opposed to, say, Christmas, where everyone is caught up in one way or another, whether you want to be or not, it's all over the culture. Observing Lent, on the other hand, is much more undercover, you know? Especially given this text this evening in the Gospel of Matthew. We don't practice Lent out in front of people. I mean, sure, we do the ashes. And there's lots of jokes about how public that is out there. So it might seem a little ironic at first glance because we're walking around with ashes on our head. But really, that practice is ultimately about our own selves. It's an outward sign of the inward work that's before us. As far as the whole season of Lent goes, we really do it quietly. Behind closed doors, with no fanfare. The rest of the world continues on as usual, but we mark and travel a Lenten road. So how shall we pack? I've asked before. How shall we pack? Lent is a time for letting go. Letting go of all the extras in our life. Traditionally, Lent observers give up things. We can fast. That's giving up things. Mother Teresa said, God cannot fill what is already full. That's really what's behind the fasting. We are so full, aren't we? Even in these lean times, Mother Teresa was right. There is not too much room for God. God cannot fill what is already full. We are stuffed in so many ways. Stuffed with food. That's the first thing that comes to mind when I think about being stuffed. Stuffed with food, but we're also stuffed with things in our closets and garages and cars. Stuffed with ego. We are stuffed with ego. Stuffed with desires. Stuffed with fear. Stuffed with worry. What if I need it? Just in case. But it means so much to me. What might you release? What extras might you shave away so that God can fill you? See, in all our overpacking, the one thing we do need gets left out, or just squeezed in at the last minute. I mean, I don't think we intentionally ever mean to leave God out. But how we can almost squeeze God in at the last minute. The grace and the peace of Christ can just get crammed into the outside pocket of our lives, like that last minute pair of socks that I almost forgot. So then grace and peace, the central gift of Jesus, becomes just one more thing I drag around, dangling. It could fall out. Can't enjoy it because I've got so much other stuff. Siblings in Christ, Lent is a time to empty our bags. Take stock and lighten up. Have you ever traveled light? You know, Rick Steves, travel guru, he's fond of saying, nobody ever gets back from a trip and says, you know, I wish I had carried more stuff. Nobody says that. The gift of Lent is in the lightening up, the clearing out, the cutting back, the fasting. It's in the giving up. The gift of Lent is in the quieting down and the opening of our hands in prayer, the opening of our ears in attentiveness. Theologian Paul Tillich said, we are most powerful not when we possess, but when we wait. It's that image of holding out your hands like when we receive Holy Communion. Maybe try praying like that all through this season of Lent with hands open as if you're waiting. How will you keep Lent? I hope that you do. If you choose to give something up or take something on, like maybe walking or gardening or meditating, do it because it will ultimately clear some space for God's full grace and deep peace in your life. If your Lenten discipline becomes just one more thing on your to-do list, if Lent is stressing you out, then it's already become just one more item you're stuffing into your luggage. Somehow Lent and its disciplines got to be burdensome. All about gloom and doom, more weight on our shoulders, when Lent is, in fact, the Old English word for springtime. Are the trees in my backyard, the bare trees in my backyard, all about gloom and doom because they have no leaves right now? Or are they incredible? Are they waiting? Are they powerful? Because if I look closer, I can spot the tiny brown buds on every little branch. Those trees aren't dead at all. They're not depressing at all. Rather, something is happening beneath the surface. That's Lent. Lent is a gift Packing light is a gift. Clearing out is a gift. It means there's room being made for something to happen. For God's ever-present grace and peace to move in and take over our lives in Christ Jesus. But first we have to get honest. This happens not when we're proud and bloated and too busy to let go. We have to be honest. That's what the ashes are really all about. It's hard to be honest. I like to say we almost have to woo humility during Lent. Honesty, being honest before God, it's a little bit like a skittish deer at the brook. You have to be patient and still before the humility tiptoes out. The ashes are a little like bait. As they scratch across our forehead, the humility, our honesty before God can creep out into the light. Oh, there it is. You know, when those ashes are put across our heads, there it is. I am self-centered. There it is. I am neglectful of my relationships and care for my own body. There it is. So those ashes are scratched. We feel that across our foreheads. There it is. I have fallen short of caring for God's planet. I have fallen short at trusting Jesus and letting go of my many treasures, earthly things. This is our confession that we'll make together. We'll sing it this evening. Step one of the Lenten journey is this day, Ash Wednesday. Have to remember before we heal, have to be honest. Ash Wednesday, we get our bodies into it, we kneel. As we confess, we feel the ashes. We hear the words, remember that you are dust. We see that cross in the mirror. Hope you look in the mirror once you've put the ashes on yourself. Just hold in front of the mirror for about a minute and consider it. See the cross and smell the oil of healing that we've mixed into the ashes this year here at Bethlehem. Friends, Christ abides with us into this journey. Christ awaits our unpacking, and Christ guides us into the springtime. So we follow. And as we let go, we go lighter. Amen.